This week we start a new book, the Book of Bamidbar. In this book, the Jews are finally going to leave Mount Sinai and begin the march directly to the land of Israel. Of course, we know that the march won't be so direct, and we know that it will take a long time, and we know that this generation is not necessarily going to make it there. Nonetheless, some changes now are in order. Instead of encamping around the mountain in preparation and then finally after the giving of the Torah, now new formations are going to emerge. The 12 tribes, they're divided into four different sections, north, south, east, and west, each one having three tribes to it. But one thing which is interesting is that when we get to the 12 tribes, one tribe was divided into two, and that's the tribe of Yosef, and another tribe is missing, and that's the tribe of Levi. Yosef has been divided, and that probably goes all the way back, all the way to Yaakov, who told Yosef he's going to have a double portion. So now Yosef has become two tribes, Ephraim and Manasseh. Levi, who disappears, doesn't really disappear, but he's just not among the other 12, which is interesting. He becomes the one who is going to guard the Mishkan itself. Apparently, the other 12 tribes are in formation as soldiers, getting ready to go and to conquer the land of Israel. The tribe of Levi are not meant to be soldiers, they're meant to be something else. And as we read the verses, it becomes clear, especially when looking at the Midrashim and later commentaries, the tribe of Levi becomes an honor guard. Now, on the one hand, they do have functionality. They're there to guard the Mishkan in terms of it being used in a holy way, that it not get misused, that the wrong people don't come and serve. But on the other hand, it seems to be that they're there to surround it as an honor guard, to give the proper respect. It's really interesting because Levi could have been soldiers. I mean, the tribe of Levi, going all the way back to Levi himself, had the ability to go and sometimes look for the fight and sometimes respond when need arose. Shimon and Levi are the ones who went into the town of Shechem and they saved their sister, but in the process they wiped out a city and Yaakov was not all that pleased. So we see the bravery within, again, the forefather, the head of the tribe, Levi himself. Later on, when Moshe comes down from Mount Sinai and he sees the Jews worshipping the golden calf, and he screams out, Mila Shem Elai, who is going to come and join me in the name of God? And who joins him? The tribe of Levi. They're the ones who come and they're not afraid and they use violence and they go and they kill others. Which means these people could have been the Sayeret, they could have been the advanced group, they could have been the best soldiers. But it's interesting that they're chosen instead of being soldiers. They're chosen to guard the Mishkan. They're chosen to give honor to the Mishkan. Could be that they were a tribe with the most bravery. They were a tribe with people who were willing to fight. But this tribe was chosen to be different. They were chosen to serve God. Now to arrive at the number of 12, Yosef is going to become, as we said, two tribes. It's interesting, according to the rabbis, that one of the brothers who was behind the whole sale of Yosef was Levi. So it's interesting that Levi had attacked Yosef for not being part of the family. Now, Levi moves aside to a really important job, but Yosef becomes more part of the family than anyone.